Now, members of the Gard, they want a more diverse force with decades of inward migration. Very diverse communities of various ethnicities have grown up around the country, and yet the diversity is not reflected in the makeup of the Gard, the force. Cultural and language difficulties can arise in interaction between the Gard and these communities. On the line now is Gard Representative Association spokesman John O'Keefe. John, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Now, first of all, how many minorities are currently represented on the Gard force?
Well, if we have a look at the CSO ethnic group stats from 2016, in or around 82.5% of the Irish population as it exists at the moment is considered white Irish. So that leaves us with about 17.5% or so who are not.
Yeah.
Now, on the basis of that, almost one in five members of the force should be outside the white Irish category. Now, it won't come as a surprise to anybody to know that's not the case. But just to perhaps put a point on how small it is, currently there are 63 Gardaí and 37 Garda Reserve, but 63 Gardaí who would fall within that category, most of whom are Chinese, in or around 20. There's in or around 12 Polish. For example, there's only 5 British citizens, and yet there are 115,000 or so currently resident in Ireland.
Okay, so, but the strength of the force at the moment, what is it, 13,000 or thereabouts?
Yeah, so the strength, well, actually, just hot off the press, the actual strength of it as of today is 13,150 in the force.
Okay, so if you take a fifth of those, you're looking at more than 2,000 Gardaí should be from diverse ethnic backgrounds.
Yes. Now, having said that, of course, when we make comparisons with other jurisdictions, nobody ever seems to be able to achieve that. Now, that doesn't mean we shouldn't strive for it. But, for example, in the UK, 14% of the English and Welsh population is considered BME, which is the Black Minority and Ethnic Grouping. And 6% of all officers came from this particular category. That's the highest since records began. Now, of course, they're saying in the UK and England and Wales is not high enough. But when it's compared to ours, I mean, it's astonishingly higher. Over the last year, 11% of joiners in UK police forces in England and Wales, sorry, were BME compared with 5%.
Yeah. Now, tell me, are the Garda authorities actively looking for this kind of representation, or are people from those communities simply not interested in signing on?
No, I absolutely do not think it's true that these people are not interested in signing on. In fact, anecdotal evidence would seem to suggest the opposite. But Garda management has not dealt with racial diversity in recruitment, full stop, we would say. There was a diversity strategy and implementation plan from 2009 to 2012, and there were great words in it about the ability to recognise, acknowledge and respect differences. And there's no question that frontline members do that every day of the week, and we're very pleased with how that's developing. But what's not working is internal diversity. So, for example, the Garda annual report of 2015 talked about employment practices and said, you know, the Garda needed to highlight barriers to equality and recruitment, retention and promotion. And they said all this work is ongoing. Well, I'm afraid it's gone nowhere. It doesn't seem to be going anywhere. And we're not representing the people that we seek to serve. But could I just make a broader issue here,
yeah,
Pat, which is not just in connection with the 17.5% who we are simply not representing, but also it's a Garda number figure. I mean, some people may think, oh, 13,000, that sounds about right. Isn't that what Martin Callan said was the line that you couldn't cross, and now we're at it. So we'd at least have our minimum. If we're to make comparisons and fair comparisons, so let's not make comparisons some people do with the PSNI, which is a different jurisdiction and, of course, is different.
And a lot of history there.
Absolutely. But we can make direct comparisons with somewhere like Police Scotland. Now, just for your listeners, Scotland has a population of about 5.3 million, and it's boasting about 17,252 officers. Ireland, however, is not boasting anything near that. It's boasting about 13, but on the Police Scotland figures, relative to our population, we should have about 16,000. So, yes, that 17.5% needs to be represented, but those figures really need to go up. Now, this is a serious matter, and the reason it's serious is because people are under this false impression that things are okay now, recruitment has begun, and it has, but retirements are overtaking them, particularly in rural areas,
okay,
where we're seeing more going out and less coming
now,
in.
Now, we wanted to talk about diversity and,
sure,
ethnicity within the force. What about travellers? There are about 30,000 travellers in Ireland. Are there any traveller Gardaí?
Well, 0.7% of the Irish travellers represent the population. And as far as I am aware, there's no member of the travelling community currently in on Garda Síochána. Now, that has to change. But we're not so simplistic that we're saying this is a one-shot solution, nor are we calling for positive discrimination. We're not saying that. This is multi-layered. But part of it is that we have to go into these communities and we have to say to them, you are our community. I think it's Ireland, I think 30 years ago, thought that these people who came to our, started to come to our country, were here for a holiday, and we didn't think we were going to have to reflect them. Well, you know, newsflash, they're not. They're here to stay, and that's fantastic. But now we need to represent them, including our own Indigenous Irish travellers.
How about language? I mean, if you have, for example, we see a foiled plot to provide printed documentation for ISIS or whatever. I mean, do you have Arabic-speaking Gardaí?
We have some Gardaí, one or two, I understand, who have some knowledge of Arabic. But no, what we really need, and you're quite right in what you sort of imply there, we need the native Arabic speakers if we can get them. We need them in on Garda Síochána, because this is very important, particularly with modern terrorism. And terrorism can visit Ireland just as much as it can visit Britain. Mm. And it only we're only one attack away from it. We need all the supports behind that to make sure that we are a force.
Is there an issue when you talk about the numbers, and there are sizable populations, 63,000 Muslims, for example, 19,000 Chinese, but if you're policing communities where you're actually very well known, do you know what I mean? It's like the local guard policing his local town. There can be issues there. If you have, say, a Chinese policeman policing an area that, let's call it Chinatown, that he knows everybody, there can be difficulties and conflicts there.
Yeah, of course they can. But we think the positive results certainly outweigh those negatives that you're talking about. And certainly there is some evidence, and it's Spartan, because, of course, we don't have these people in police forces for long enough periods, that certain officers from these communities may not add and may take away. Some studies from the States, for example, in 2003 and 2006 were suggesting that black officers were more likely to conduct coercive actions and more likely to arrest when the suspect was black. But there is other really good evidence that's showing us that, for example, in the States, white officers are more likely to arrest than black officers overall, and black officers were more likely to engage in supportive actions. And that's really important, because what this is all going back down to is community policing. No matter what the colour of the skin of the member of An Garda Síochána, it's community policing. And it's all optical, and it's important that it's optical. People need to see that these people are representing other communities, even if they're not necessarily from that community. So okay. We're not saying, you know, Chinese policemen have to, you know, go into Chinatown in Dublin, such as it is, and just simply work there, although obviously there would be an advantage to that. So it's about reflecting our society. And nobody seems to be saying anything about this racial diversity. Certainly nobody's saying anything about Garda numbers. That seems to have fallen by the wayside, as if it's somehow unimportant. But within that is this racial mix that we must have.
All right. Garda Representative Association, John O'Keefe, thank you very much for joining us.